to be in the present moment without being judgmental about anything is mindfulness. I'm Shailja Saraswati, your host. Join me to discover the joys of mindfulness and meditation through life insights, stories, and observations.
Do you know that our energy is the new currency? And 2.5 hours, which makes 150 minutes, which is equal to 9,000 seconds, is the precious currency of energy, which you can essentially invest in every morning, which will have an impact on the rest of the day. Now, you must be thinking, what is she talking about today? Yeah. So what I'm saying is that this entire me time one can invest in the morning part, you know, when you get up in the morning, preferably before even any of your family members get up. If you can invest these 2.5 hours, 150 minutes, 9,000 seconds for yourself, it gives you an opportunity to live the width of time and the depth of time. You know, sometimes when you wake up in the morning, it's like, oh, I have 1 hour left and I'm going to do this and this and this. And it's just, you just rattle your to-do list and it's over. What I'm saying is something very different. I'm talking about techniques which can make us experience the depth of time. And those certain techniques, when you start incorporating in your life, they generate energy, prana, and give you a very good direction towards how you should invest your energy throughout the day. And let me explain what I'm saying. So, you see, with a good night's sleep, when we wake up in the morning, sometimes it happens we have a lot of clarity, or sometimes when we wake up, it's about having too many thoughts, right? When you're not rested, or the prana is all shaken up inside, and there's a bit of turmoil. So our morning time is a very good time to connect back with our source, connect back with the life force energy, revitalize it, and re-energize and re-channelize it. And the ways to do it is going for morning walks, just spending time with nature. It could be just reflecting, doing some introspection. You can do your visualization technique, or it could be writing your journal. For me, it's been meditation, pranayam, yoga, going for walks. And I think the amount of clarity one can get, during those 9,000 seconds is basically you are tuning in your system for the rest of the day, if you know what I mean. So if you play a musical instrument, you have to fine-tune that instrument, right? You can just jump into playing it. It has to be fine-tuned. The right sound has to come out, and the sound has to become music and melody. And for that to happen, some kind of fine-tunement is required. But what's happened is, because of our lifestyles, sleeping late at night, being on gadgets, you know, our eating habits, we are... The one area in our life which is really sacrificed is the me time and these 9,000 seconds. For me, this is a very, very critical period. I think when I'm asked, you know, what do you do for time management? What do you do for channelizing your energies? What do you do for staying focused? For me, the morning time, these 9,000 seconds, is the key, is the defining key to mindfulness journey. So next time when you wake up in the morning, please do think about those 2.5 hours, those 150 minutes and the 9,000 seconds. How are you spending them? Where are those precious 9,000 seconds going away? What are you doing the night before so that you get those 9,000 seconds in your life? What are you doing in terms of managing your own mind so you get those 9,000 seconds? That's the most precious investment you can do as a habit. Cultivate this habit, and trust you me, you know, the benefits are immense, immense. Your life will completely transform. It will change. no matter what age you are, you could be an 18-year-old or a 25 or a 35, 45, 60, whatever. It's never too late to start this. You don't have to start it when you reach middle age or old age. Especially when you're an 18-year-old, high energy, high enthusiasm individual, I think it's even more important to do this, because, you know, at that time, it's the feeling is you can conquer the world, right? The only thing which possibly you are struggling with is confidence and the ability to articulate what is in your mind. If you want all that energy, that guidance, that direction, start investing in this me time. 9,000 seconds to clarity, to wisdom, which basically will, you'll start realizing that it's not the money which makes your life. It's not the time which makes your life. It is actually the energy, you know, which you'll realize when you spend time on yourself, which is the new currency. Because the quality of that energy which you spend with people after you've spent with yourself, nourished yourself enough, that quality of time is very different. People can see through it, people can feel it, the way they connect with you is going to be different. What you talk, how you talk, how you express yourself in certain situations, that impact will stay. You know, so I'm going to leave you here for you to ponder on about your 9,000 seconds, where they are going in the morning. For some, it could be 6,000 seconds, 1,000 seconds. It doesn't matter. More important is if you're making it as a habit, cultivating the mind to do something as a me time in the morning, doing certain interesting techniques which kind of settles the mind. And for me, and from my perspective, I'll definitely say, please learn meditation, learn breathing techniques, learn something which makes you utilize the power of your own body and the union of your body with your breath and the clarity of thought which we start getting through meditation. Amazing loads of hormones will get released, especially if you're a youngster. All the kick you seeking in life, you know, all that extra ammunition you're seeking in life, the highs you're seeking in life, all the highs are within you. You know, it's through your breath, which is connected to your mind, and you can actually, in deeper levels of meditation, release certain hormones, which can be a very blissful feeling. So I'll leave you here again. Bye.